My God is powerful. He stands invisible. I will hold on to him. I will hold on to him.
I'm Kim Griffin from Boomville, and this is my husband Lance and our quadruplets, Brock, Kylie, Bryce, and Brett. When I first found out that I was pregnant, the doctor at that point told us that we were probably going to have twins. When we went back a couple weeks later, our ultrasound showed that there was five. That was a little overwhelming, to say the least. It was life-changing news. And I realized. And he was much better than me. He had his game face on, and he was already processing, and I was just crying.
I was the calm guy in the room and everything, but it was overwhelming. I'm not going to sit here and lie, you know. My life went from nothing to five children like that. It was kind of touch and go, you know. You didn't for sure know what was really going to happen.
In the blink of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know.
And things were still very questionable as far as if they would all survive. My body was strained, and so my life, in a way, was in jeopardy. You know, there were no guarantees. It was all a matter of how long can I carry them. We really put it in God's hands and said, put us in the right place that's going to take care of us. And I really felt led that I needed to stay close to home. And it was a blessing to have the hospital closed that could handle what the situation I was in.
They were coming in and telling us that if you have them this early, there's going to be some major problems, you know. They said they may not make it. If they do, they said they could be blind, they could be crippled, you know. I mean, it was very overwhelming.
I think Brock was born at 3:28, and Bryce was the last one to come out, and he was 3:31. So in 3 minutes, we went from no babies to five babies.
So I'll kiss you longer, babe.
Brady, the little one that passed away, about 36 hours he survived. They asked questions about Brady. They know that Brady was their brother. You know, we go and we decorate his grave and things as a family.
I mean, it was very overwhelming, but that was where Kim and I's faith stepped in. We were believers. We both prayed about this, and we got to step back and look what we have. You know, we do have four little miracles here. You know, I mean, they're all healthy and doing quite well, you know, so we have a lot to be thankful for.
In the days that they're running around wild and crazy and we're ready to pull our hair out, we have to step back and be thankful that they can be normal statistically. They shouldn't be able to run around and play and do the things that they do. Griffin from Boomville, and this is my husband Lance and our quadruplets, Brock, Kylie, Bryce, and Brett.
We